Direct from the glamour capital of the world, Hollywood presents Glamour Girl. Hello, this is your host, Larry Keating, welcoming you to Glamour Girl, the program that makes all those wonderful dreams come true. Because this is the show where we take a housewife, a mother, a schoolgirl, or a business girl, just some average lady from our studio audience, and before the end of the program, transform her into a glamour girl. A complete transformation. New makeup, hairstyling, grooming, dress. This creation of a thrilling and compelling new personality will all occur right here before the end of the program. Hollywood's most famous experts are waiting to perform this thrilling miracle. And what's more, they are going to tell you what they do and how they do it. So all of you are really potential glamour girls. Meet the man who glamorizes Hollywood's loveliest stars. The man who has enhanced the beauty of Paulette Goddard, Marlena Dietrich, and Jane Russell, who has won international acclaim as the world's most outstanding makeup authority and hairstylist.
This is Ern Westmore.
And here to gown our glamour girl, the designer who costumes some of Hollywood's finest productions, the designer who heaps one costuming triumph onto another, and who is helping to make the cinema capital, the style capital of the world, RKO's brilliant designer,
Renee.
And to keep you posted on the glamorous goings-on of Filmland stars, the editorial staff of Modern Screen Magazine joins us to present Glamour Girl's Hollywood editor,
Shirley Thomas.
And now to select the Glamour Girl from the eager contingent on our stage. These ladies who are clustered about me were chosen from our audience just a moment ago. Now, each was given a toy balloon and a hat pin. Inside one of the balloons is the invitation to become our Glamour Girl. And inside each of the others, a valuable gift certificate. Ready with those hatpins, ladies?
Yeah.
All right. One. Two. Three. It's all over. They broke them anyway. Well, the ladies have punctured their balloons way ahead of time, and they are eagerly searching to see which of them has the winning certificate. Anybody, a winner so far? Has anybody found whether or not she's the winner?
Yeah.
Here she is. The lady who will become our Glamour Girl. Congratulations to our winner. And now, if you other ladies will be seated here on the stage and hold on to your precious gift certificates, by all means, I'll gift you with some treasures in just a few moments. Well, congratulations. Now, on Glamour Girl, this is the spot for the first message from our sponsor. The challenging promise of the introductory to the program will hook listener attention and end on a note of expectation. To carry out the opening informality, the message will be delivered in a casual, friendly manner by yours truly, Larry Keating. This will avoid the obvious break of a formal announcement and give the message the added emphasis of personal recommendation. A little later, I want to tell you some exciting news about a contest Glamour Girl is holding. If you have a snapshot of yourself, that's all you'll need to enter the contest. On each broadcast, a lucky winner will be chosen and presented with an exquisite 17-jewel yellow gold wristwatch. But more of that later. First, let's get acquainted with our guest who has been chosen to become today's Glamour Girl. Step right up here, please, so we can learn all about our lucky winner. What's your name?
Ann Madalena.
Well, Ann, a kind face is smiling at you. In fact, he's beaming. For you will receive our shower of attention and gifts and emerge before the end of the program a Glamour Girl.
It all sounds so wonderful. I'm just so excited.
Oh, and we know something else exciting, Anne. We know that this transformation in your appearance is going to give you a thrilling new personality. You'll have all the charm, the magnetism, the enchanting self-confidence that goes with beauty.
I still can't quite believe this. It's like in the movies.
Well, you'll be like someone out of the movies. We promise you that. Now, if you'll just be seated for a moment, I want everyone to meet a man. A man named Westmore. To all of us, the names Ern and Bud Westmore are synonymous with beauty magic. With a talent that amounts to genius, they have heightened the loveliness of Hollywood's greatest stars. They are to be Glamour Girls' authorities on makeup and hairstyling. And to execute these stunning coiffures, the outstanding studio hairstylist, Eunice Proudlove. Here is today's authority on beauty, Ern Westmore. Well, Ern, what little tips and tricks have you to tell us today?
None, Larry.
Ern, you said...
That's it. I said none. No gags, no tricks, today, tomorrow, or any other day.
But, Ern, I thought that, well, gee, you know, beauty secrets and all that sort of thing, huh?
Well, Larry, there's only one word for all of those beauty secret routines. It's just plain hooey. I've helped women to be beautiful for the most exacting of all critics. It's the motion picture camera. I've done it for 25 years. I've made up some of the plainest and some of the loveliest women on earth. But you know, never once in all of that time have I ever used the term of secret or trick. In short, I believe in honesty and truth where this business of glamour is concerned. The truth is that in the makeup and hairstyling business, there are three basic steps in making a woman beautiful. They are the proper application of makeup, the proper distribution of color, and the redistribution of hair, plus the curve of an eyebrow and the shape of a mouth, and, Larry, that's all there is to it.
Why, Ern, that's positively revolutionary. You know, I don't know much about this stuff, but I always thought there had to be a lot of creams and lotions and mysterious formulas to take care of a lady's face.
Well, Larry, do you really want to know the only way to cleanse your skin?
I've often wondered, Ern. Will you tell me what is it?
It's with soap and warm water.
No.
Soap and just warm water.
Well, the things they're doing nowadays. Such honesty and straightforwardness. Why, this is something women have never heard before, Ern. The absolute bare facts about the business of beauty.
What I'll tell you with regard to the application of makeup applies to any cosmetic. You know, there are many campaigns that try to convince women that unless they use a certain brand of makeup, they can never achieve beauty. That, too, is just a lot of advertising hot air. I'd like the ladies to listen to the obvious truth for a change. I tell you that you can achieve the same effect with any brand of makeup, providing, of course, you use the right colors.
Well, Ern, when a cosmetician of your standing makes such a statement, we can expect to hear repercussions from Maine to Montana.
Well, why should I try to fool the ladies? I want them all to be attractive, which they can be simply by using the proper guidance and intelligence in caring for themselves.
Oh, the ladies are really going to love you for such frankness, Ern, of that you can be sure. Now, in the case of our guest, Ann Madalena, what do you plan to do to glamorize her?
If she'll just step up here to the microphone again. That's right.
And this is Ern Westmore.
How do you do?
It's my pleasure. Now, the first step is to analyze the shape of the face. We always strive, of course, for the perfect oval. So with any face that is not oval, we apply cheek rouge, arch the brow, shape the mouth, and redistribute the hair, so it gives the illusion of an oval. There are five types of faces. Anne has what we classify as an oblong type. To her and to any of you with the oblong face, this is the Westmore technique for giving the illusion of a perfect oval. The rouge should be blended in the center of the cheek. The brow should not be arched too high. We'll make up her mouth a little fuller and dress her hair high and full on the sides.
Well, that certainly seems to cover the subject. Now, Anne, our director is going to hustle you off into the beauty booth, where the wardrobe mistress will start taking measurements and making all the preparations for this wonderful transformation.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Anne, and good luck. Now, Ern, is there any other word you'd like to add before you leave?
Well, just one, Larry, and that's eyebrows. I want to stress to all of you the importance of a natural and beautiful brow. Eyebrows should never be plucked to the point where the naturalness of this feature is destroyed. The full beauty of your eyes can only be brought out by a carefully graceful and natural curved brow. And I want all of you to remember that the next time that you have your tweezers in hand.
Oh, I don't think they'd have to forget now, Ern.
Well, Larry, I'd say that I'd better get back to our glamour booth and see what's going on because I've got a little work to do.
Yes, go to it, Ern. Show us what that famous Westmore touch can do with makeup. You know, Hollywood is, without question, the greatest single influence on American fashion. Because of the fabulous talent of their designers, we've come to depend upon pictures for the ultimate in gowning and grooming. The brilliant RKO studio designer, Renee, has blazed a star-studded reputation with her incomparable creations for Hollywood's most discriminating personalities. Meet RKO's lovely Renee.
You know, this is the most stimulating challenge I've ever had, to help in this transformation of an average woman into a lovely glamour girl. And all in the matter of minutes.
Well, Renee, you think it can really be done in such a short time?
Oh, just you stick around this microphone for a little while and you won't have to wonder. You're going to see living, walking proof of what we've said about glamorizing.
Oh, I have to hand it to you experts. As the old gag goes, give you 20 minutes and you'll do the impossible.
Well, maybe it does seem impossible to you, Larry. But let's reduce it to simple terms for a moment. In order to dress properly, a woman doesn't have to spend hours of her time and a small fortune. She only needs to do some clear thinking and planning. I'll make a promise to any woman listening that if she'll spend 15 minutes a day on her wardrobe and can arrange her budget to allow $10 a month for clothes, she can be a beautifully dressed woman.
Well, Renee, when you, as one of Hollywood's top designers, make such a statement, women are going to really sit up and take notice.
Well, that's exactly what I want. For every woman to realize that she can be smartly and properly groomed and gowned. If she knows her figure, the points to play up to advantage and those to minimize, she can choose the simplest, least expensive dresses and create a sensation.
How simple it sounds the way you tell it, Renee. But you're an expert. You know how to analyze and improve. But what about our listeners? How are they going to learn?
Well, just by listening to Glamour Girl, Larry. I'll tell them how to analyze their own figures, and once they know their problems, they can learn something new on each program by comparing their problems to the guest's problems.
Well, I guess that just proves that anything is simple when you know how. And believe me, Renee, you are the gal who's long on know-how.
Oh, well, thank you, Larry. I didn't have much chance to look at our Glamour Girl either, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Practically no girl that I know or no woman stands up properly. The first thing I'm going to do, thank you, Larry, is have her stand perfectly erect. Be sure that she carries herself well, because the loveliest dress in the world can be completely ruined by incorrect posture. Then I'm going to check her shoulder pads to be sure that I have exactly the correct width and height for her particular figure, because this one thing will help correct more figure faults than almost any other article that the dress has or can show. Then, if her hip line is a problem, as it so often is, I'm going to use a slight peplum on the dress and give some slight fullness to the skirt. And I think because she is short, she will have high-heeled shoes when she makes her next appearance. So if you'll pardon me, Larry, I will run along and take care of her.
Indeed we will. Thank you. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Renee, for those authoritative phrases on fashion. You know, sometimes we don't quite know why the fancy of a whole nation is captivated by some new something. But in the case of songs by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein, the answer is obvious. Just listen to Ford Brewer and the orchestra, and you'll see what I mean. The smash hit from Oklahoma, Surrey with the Fringe on Top.
When I take you out tonight with me, honey, here's the way it's gonna be. You will sit behind a team of snow white horses in the slickest gait you ever see. Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you out in the Surrey with a fringe on top. Watch that fringe and see how she flutters when I drive them high-stepping strutters. Nosey pokes will peek through the shutters and their eyes will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard's genuine leather. With bison glass curtains, you can roll right down, case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights a-winkin' and a-blinkin', ain't no finer rig I'm a-thinkin'. You can keep your rig if you're thinkin' that I'd care to swap for that shiny little Surrey with a fringe on the top.
At this point, the middle message from the sponsor will be delivered. The theme of Glamour Girl plays on the greatest of all feminine weaknesses, the quest for beauty. It has a potential listening audience, and how many women desire to become Glamour Girls? And that is what will prompt them to make a listening habit of Glamour Girl. Now, you know, we have a microphone leading right into the beauty booth. So now I'll check up and see how things in there are progressing. Ern Westmore, give us a brief report on progress of the glamorization of the young lady from Wilmington, will you?
Well, needless to say, Larry, we're working very busy back here. And I don't mind telling you that everybody's cooperating beautifully.
Well, that's grand. Marvelous. Is the makeup completed yet on Miss Mandolina?
Almost. I'm just making upper lips at the moment. I won't be long.
Fine. Well, we just wanted to keep right up to date on all developments, Ern. We let you continue with your work now, since there's only about 10 minutes left for the completion of the transformation of our guest into a glamour girl. Now, right now, I want to talk with the five ladies who were runners-up to the glamour girl. I see each of you is holding that precious gift certificate you won in the ballroom at the beginning of the program. In the balloon, not the ballroom. You won it in the balloon. Well, come along up here, will you please, ladies, to the microphone, and let's see what those prizes are going to be. Undoubtedly, you've all been eyeing our gift tree over there, To the right of the stage, it stands laden with presents for all of you. Now, those pretty ribbons tied to the tree have gifts attached to the other ends. So let's find out who wins what. Now, our first guest is... What is your name, please?
I don't Dana.
Right over to the microphone, please, Mrs. Dana. Well, let's see what the gift tree holds for you, Mrs. Dana. Will you please bring the young lady's gift over here? Here it is. Just look what you're getting. You're getting 2 pair of nylons, Mrs. Dana. There you are. I hope they're your right size.
Thank you very much. This lovely vanity
case. Will you open it, please?
Is that for me? That is for you.
Oh, I should say it is. Isn't it lovely?
Oh, it's beautiful.
And here we have some recordings. Have you a phonograph?
Yes, I have.
Good. We hope this size fits your phonograph. They're for you, and congratulations. Thank you a lot. Oh, yes, we want to say that those lovely nylons that Miss Dana got were from the famous department store. And now here is our second guest this evening. And, of course, we have chosen some gifts for you from the tree. Your name is?
Mary Dear.
Is it Miss or Mrs. Mary Dear?
Miss.
Where is your hometown, Miss Dear?
Pasadena.
Pasadena? Were you born there?
No, I wasn't. I was born in Glendale.
Oh, what a trip from Glendale to Pasadena. Well, celebrating your safe return from Glendale to Pasadena, we have some very delightful gifts for you. First of all, here are your two lovely pairs of nylons from the famous department stores, and a lovely set of records. It's a whole album, in fact. Oh. You're a music lover, I hope.
Oh, yes.
Those are for you, too. And this, I believe, is perfume. I hope it's your favorite coat. Not color, but odor.
Green.
Thank you again. Green, the wrapping is her color, too. Thank you very much. And when you go back to Pasadena, don't forget you got a gift from Beverly Hills. That was from the Bon Voyage shop in Beverly Hills, and those Capitol recordings you're going to love. Now, Miss, your name, please?
Mrs. Eileen Levine.
Mrs. Eileen Levine, and are you a native daughter?
I'm from Galveston, Texas.
Galveston, Texas. Well, 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 good old Galveston. Just 40 miles from Houston, isn't that right?
50
miles. Well, they moved Houston a little further away since I was there. We have some gifts for you, too. Here they are. Of course, you get your nylons from the famous department stores. And here is a book. Do you like to read?
Oh, I do.
Have you seen this motion picture?
What is it?
It's Clooney Brown.
Oh,
the book,
surely.
Clooney. You saw it? Did you like it? Well, let's hope you enjoy the book just as well. And here are some Capitol recordings for you, too, and our thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Now, here is our fourth contestant, our fifth contestant, I should say. And your name, please?
Patricia Dose.
Patricia Dose, from where?
San Francisco.
Just visiting here?
Yes.
How long have you been here?
Oh, about a week and a half.
Well, aren't we lucky to have you on our program after being here for such a short time. Now for your gifts from our gift tree. These lovely nylons, of course, are yours. Here is some dusting powder. Deer Kiss, I believe. Are you fond of it?
Very.
And here is Bob Hope's recordings of the programs he made while overseas. I'm sure you'll enjoy them. Thank you very much. Now, here's our last little guest. Of course, she is not our glamour girl because she is behind in our glamour booth being glamorized. What is your name, please?
Romero.
And what is your first name?
Hazel. Mrs. Hazel Romero.
Mrs. Hazel Romero. A native of California?
No, I've been here several years.
And how long have you been married?
About 11 and a half.
11 and a half years?
Yes.
Well, my, such a young-looking girl to be married for that length of time. Well, we must give you your gifts now as a sort of belated wedding present. Will you bring them here, please? There are your nylons from Famous. Here are your recordings from Capitol, some lovely recordings, and here is some perfume Spellbound. Thank you very much for being with us. Congratulations. In this metropolis of movie makers, it takes an agile individual to keep pace with all the intriguing incidents. And when that informant is not only lively, but also lovely, well, that's news in itself. Now here with all the facts, and maybe a few rumors, gathered with the help of Modern Screen Magazine, is Glamour Girl's Hollywood editor, Shirley Thomas.
Thanks, Larry.
Well, Shirley, tell us, what's brewing on the back lots?
Say, I do well to keep up with the front lots. This has been a busy, busy day. I dropped in at Warner Brothers first thing this morning. Since I drove in the gate, the policeman tipped me off I'd find big doings on stage 4. And how right he was. The enormous sound stage was just buzzing with activity as I slipped in the side door. They were filming one of the first scenes in the new Betty Davis, Paul Henreid picture Deception. And I could hardly believe what I saw and heard. The scene was a wedding, and everything looked right and proper until the music started. It was Lohengrin, all right, but played in swing time.
Lohengrin, huh? Well, Spike Jones could probably give out with a hot rendition, except that the wedding bells are apt to come out cowbells.
How appallingly true, Larry. Rosalind Russell was positively beaming when I met her in Romanoff's at lunchtime the other day, because her favorite cameraman, Joseph Walker, has been assigned to her new picture, My Empty Heart. In this business, the stars all know that a girl's best friend is her cameraman. In fact, I always remember an incident that happened to one of our biggest stars. She made a Technicolor epic quite some time ago and was quite pleased with the way she was photographed in it. Well, the same cameraman was assigned to one of her recent productions. But after seeing the first day's rushes, she cornered the cameraman in great displeasure. "What's wrong?" she demanded. "You photographed me beautifully in the last picture we did together, but this time I'm not at all pleased." Cameraman thought for a moment, then with a faint gleam in his eye replied, "Well, maybe it's because I'm 10 years older than I was when I photographed you before." The star forgot any further complaints.
Time marches on.
Yes, in film land just as elsewhere. Well, the newest beauty trick to sweep like a tidal wave over Hollywood is the vogue for iridescent nail polish. You'll find it in your favorite brand, and it has a devastating look about it. In the pale pinky red shades, it's positively angelic. But look out for the fiery crimsons with that metallic glitter. They're nothing short of wicked. And Paulette Goddard passed on a little secret to me that might possibly interest you. She says that iridescent nail polish simply enchants the men. And with that romantic thought, I leave you.
Thank you, Shirley Thomas, for that glamorous close-up of Hollywood happenings. And now I think I'll risk another quick cut into the beauty booth. I can't wait to find out about this glamorization business. Now, if our engineer will switch controls and connect the microphone in there, I'll make a brief inquiry. All right, Renee, can you spare a moment to tell us what's happening?
Well, just one moment, Larry. I've had an inspiration about how to give our glamour girl's costume a dual function. It will be either a smart dinner outfit or a gay street dress.
Sounds like an interesting twist.
I haven't time to tell you any more now, Larry. We're rushing. In just a moment, we'll be out on the stage, and then I'll tell you about this trick of making two dresses out of one.
Well, we've only a few moments to wait now until our guest reappears as a glamour girl. Ford Brewer and the orchestra again, this time with one of the most beautiful ballads ever to come from the pen of the prolific Irving Berlin, the very lovely They Say It's Wonderful.
They say that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful. For they say, and with a moon up above, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. They tell me, I can't recall who said it. I know I've never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand. And you hold a girl in your arms is wonderful, wonderful, in every way. So they say.
The closing message from the sponsor will be delivered at this spot before the climax of the program, thereby gaining the maximum of audience attention. Glamour Girl has a wide and general appeal to women, all women. Therefore, it is suitable for sponsorship by any product that sells to women. Now to put that snapshot of yours to use. Glamour Girl is holding a contest. The winners will be those of you who resemble a movie star. That's right. The only qualification is a resemblance to some person in pictures. Maybe you look like Irene Dunne or Ginger Rogers, Faye Bainter, Spring Byington, or Sarah Hayden. If you resemble any of the personalities in pictures, send in your snapshot to the Glamour Girl contest. Just write your own name and address and the name of the picture star you resemble on the back of the snapshot and mail it to Glamour Girl, Hollywood, California. We'll select and announce a winner on every broadcast and give her an exquisite 17-jewel yellow gold wristwatch. So dig out that snapshot, write it your name and address on the back and the name of the star you resemble and mail it to Glamour Girl, Hollywood, California. and perhaps you may win one of the lovely watches awarded during every program. Now, here's the moment we've been waiting for. It's time for the return of our guest, the young lady who was chosen as our glamour girl. Ern Westmore, Renee, and the staff have been working at a furious pace to prove to us that any woman can be transformed in just 20 minutes into a real glamour girl. Well, this is a thrilling transformation. It's incredible. Well, look here. Young lady, your hair, your makeup, your dress, you've become a truly lovely glamour girl. You haven't seen yourself yet, or have you? Yes, here. Look into that full-length mirror and see what a stunning vision you are. Please do. Isn't that lovely?
Yes.
Well, just so... What do you think? Come on, tell me. What do you think of yourself in the mirror there?
Oh, I look fine.
You think you look better than before you went in?
Definitely.
Good. Well, just so everyone will know exactly what was done, Ern Westmore, will you give a thumbnail sketch of your part in the transformation, please?
Well, Larry, I found Miss Madeline even more promising than I'd ever expected. Her facial contours lent perfectly to makeup. And in styling her hair, it happened just exactly as I planned it.
Well, that's grand. Marvelous. The makeup and hairstyling are truly outstanding. Now, Renee, have you a word to add to this?
Yes, I'd like to tell you about the little trick I mentioned back in the booth. And that is how to transform this dinner dress into a day dress. I have a yard square piece of blue rayon. I'm draping one end over her left shoulder, securing it with a pin, covering the sequin trim on one side of the dress, tucking the rest into the belt, and she has a very smart, very different street outfit.
Well, that's delightful. Lovely. Well, young lady, come here. We must learn something about you. What is your name again, please?
Anne Madalena.
Is it Miss or Mrs.?
Miss.
And where are you from?
Wilmington.
Wilmington, California?
Yes, sir.
Were you born there?
No, sir. I came from Colorado.
How long ago?
About 2.5 years ago.
Well, and here you are glamorized on our program. We're awfully, awfully happy to have you with us. And to help you remember this thrilling day, this milestone in your life, Miss Madeline, please accept with our kindest wishes the lovely gown that Renee has described, created by the Letty Lee Dress Company, also the black suede pumps styled for Mandel's by the master designer Palizzo, 2 pairs of Shearer's 51-gauge nylons from the famous department stores, this exquisite black suede handbag from Saks Fifth Avenue in Beverly Hills, and from Corette of California, this stunning casual wardrobe of a rooter jacket, gird slacks, trick shorts, and the jewel neck jersey blouse. Now there, aren't those lovely?
Oh,
what do you think of them?
Wonderful.
And look,
beautiful.
Don't forget this bag that is being offered you here.
Too much.
This is really too much. This is too much. Well, good luck with your good looks, and come back to visit us soon to tell us of the exciting changes this transformation brings about in your life. And thank you, Renee. Thank you, Ern Westmore.
Thank you.
Glamour girl, now with your dream fulfilled, we wish you all joy and goodbye.
Until tomorrow, until another lucky lady is transformed into a lovely lady, this is Larry Keating saying so long to every one of you potential Glamour Girls. Glamour Girl premiered in Hollywood under the supervision of Shirley Thomas and was produced by Walter White. This is a Commodore production.